Hey, GWA backstage. So I decided to jump on the bandwagon with everyone else and start answering Petal's third questionnaire because it's excellent. So I'm going to jump in and answer some of these questions. How do you feel about visible neck hickeys? There's maybe a small part of me that would be kind of proud to like have them and especially give them. But it's not something I really experience anymore. Like, out in the adult world, it's a little difficult to explain a hickey, really. And given my profession, it would be really inappropriate. I work with college students, and that would be awkward and confusing to explain. So I'm not necessarily a fan of receiving them, and I'm a little embarrassed to give them, but... you know, if my partner doesn't mind, hell yeah, I'll be all over it, because marking my territory. Do you prefer carpet, wood, or tile flooring? Definitely wood. There's something about the sound of wood and, like, the, it's, you know, it's just, I don't know, it feels more natural, and even if it's not, I don't know. Yeah, wood. Wood's the way to go. Do you like eggs? If so, how do you like them? If not, why not? No, I am really grossed out by eggs, actually. Occasionally, I'll go through a phase where I enjoy them for, like, maybe 2 weeks, but I can't do it most of the time. And the reason is because I spend a lot of my life on a farm, and some people who live on a farm just absolutely love eggs because of that, and other people, like myself, I just have seen way too much that grosses me out about eggs. So I just can't do it. I can't. Ugh. Nope. Are you someone who would only be able to have sexual interactions with someone you had a close bond with? Would you be able to have sex with someone with whom you've had extremely different political views? Yeah, I have to be close with them. I can't really, I mean, I guess I could if I was in, like, a real weird state of mind, but I bond with my partners, and that's what makes sex the best, because then you just open up, and, you know, I have no fears about being myself when I'm with someone that I trust. I have had sex with someone who had very different political views, and it was weird. It was weird because I felt like something was wrong, like, and that sounds weird. I'm not necessarily... super political, but it just felt like innately wrong to be with someone who had such a different perspective in the world. So it was weird. I've done it, and I wouldn't not have sex with someone just because of that, but it's unusual. Yeah. What are your current thoughts about the infamous two girls, one cup, versus what you thought when you first saw it? Yeah, I saw it. I mean, I saw it when it came out. I was a little, yeah, horrified, like everyone is. I'm still not, I haven't seen it since, and I don't want to. It's just really not my thing. So, I don't know if I really have current thoughts about it. It's just, no thanks, I'm good. I'll pass on that. What's your skincare routine? Very random. Sometimes I just, like, splash a little water on my face. Sometimes I do, like, this whole thing with, like, cleansers and deep exfoliators, and I'll, like, steam my face occasionally and do masks and stuff. So I don't know. It just depends on what kind of mood I'm in and how I'm feeling about how my face looks. It's really random. I basically, most days I just wash my face and put on some moisturizer. So it's pretty low key, but you know, some days I get a little more elaborate than that. If GWA had suddenly become a place where its contents creators were to be paid according to how many upvotes, plays, and comments on their submissions received, much like how social media platforms are paying their contributors with ad sponsors, etc. How much do you think would change? And what do you think would change? How would this affect you in your future posts? I would probably not be on board anymore. And it's not that I think there's anything wrong with people being recognized for, you know, quality things, but... the whole driven, I need to get more upvotes thing just doesn't, it's not a mentality that I would want to get involved with. I think it would become a bit more commercialized, obviously, since that's, you know, there's money involved. But I, you know, I go to GWA because there might be something very specific I'm looking for that not a lot of people are into, or for, you know, in that moment, or just to kind of express something about myself that I enjoy. And of course, I love receiving upvotes. It's nice to have comments and things and hear that people enjoy it. But I don't, that's not why I do it. And I wouldn't want it to become that way. And I wouldn't want people that I listen to be thinking about that either, because it's just kind of an open, warm environment. And I feel like money would complicate that a bit. Is what you've built so far in GWA something you could throw away as of right now? And where does GWA stand in terms of importance to you? I could throw it away, yeah. I enjoy what is on there. I enjoy the interactions I've had with people. I'm not necessarily, like, attached to it. I would be a little bummed. I have it for a reason. I keep it for a reason. I'd say it's kind of important because it gives me an outlet for expression of things like intimate moments that are fun to share sometimes. And sometimes I want to keep those moments private, but others, you know, it's just nice to share with people, and it's really nice to listen to other people sharing as well. So I'd say it's a little important in terms of an outlet, but it's not something that I can, you know, I could easily just walk away. And I mean, that happens whenever I'm in a committed relationship. I kind of don't really engage anymore, because it kind of fills a different outlet for me. So yeah, I could walk away, but I would rather not, you know. Are you currently ready for a child or more children if you have kids already? No, I'm not. I kind of just recently decided, maybe over the last year of my life, that I might want kids. I used to think that there was no way in hell, and kind of have shifted to more like, hey, I think I probably want kids someday, but it's still a someday attitude. I have a lot I want to do, and I will probably run out the clock on this, and maybe, maybe not be able to have kids. I don't know, because I'm way too long, but that would be okay too. Definitely not ready right now. Is there a meaning behind your username? If so, what is it? Psychology is sexy. That's, I study psychology. I'm a researcher. I think science is incredibly hot, and I think psychology, I mean, it's the brain and it's how we interact with other people. I am drastically and dramatically turned on by people who appreciate, the complexity of the brain and understand our social connections to each other. So psychology is sexy. It's a little self-explanatory, but yeah, there's meaning behind it. It's pretty important to me. It's my life. So, yeah. What is one pair of shoes you wear all the time or more than others? I tend to like be cyclical with my shoes. I don't have a lot of shoes, but I'll wear one or two pairs, for a long time. So I wear Converse all the time, and they're like old and dirty looking now, and so I've been wearing them a little less. I also wear like these ankle boots that are high heeled that are really cute and actually comfortable. So I've been wearing those a lot lately, and snow boots sometimes because there's a shit ton of snow on the ground sometimes here. So that helps me deal with that. Yeah. Are you hesitant to give out small physical details of yourself to your listeners? For example, if someone asked you what color eyes were or how tall you were, would it be easy for you to answer those questions? Why or why not? Yeah, I don't care. I am happy with myself. I don't think that people would really necessarily be able to like identify me from that, but I honestly don't really care. So if someone like recognized me from a description I gave, it wouldn't bother me. I won't give nude pictures. Like, that's a thing that I just don't do, because I keep that for myself and I keep that for my partners. And you know, you just, I don't like having that out there, but, yeah, totally. I talk about my hair color and my eyes and my body type and all that easily. It doesn't bother me. It's totally fine. What is an item you absolutely must splurge on? This is something in which generic or knockoff anything would not suffice. I'm not sure. I think that the biggest things for me are my like electronics and devices. So I can function in things that aren't high quality, but it makes life so much harder. So I really invest, like my laptop, I bought a really nice laptop because I use it for my work and my other aspects of life. So I always splurge on those kinds of things. And then they last a lot longer most of the time. So getting something that's a bit cheaper and still practical but cheaper, it just, if it's not quality and it's not what I want, I'm not gonna settle for less. So that's probably the only thing that really comes to mind. Would you ever consider doing a meetup with someone you met off GWA and perhaps doing a live sex collaboration to post it for us to hear? Oh, yeah, I would. Definitely. Yeah, actually, I would be really hot. But again, I kind of attach to people, so it would be more of a situation like if I met somebody and, like in person, and if I were going to actually have sex with them, I would probably, like, I would need to start dating them or get close to that place. So, I would meet up with someone for sure, but it just depends on where it goes. I would definitely do like audio collaborations too, like maybe not in person, but doing collaborations otherwise, that would I would have no hesitation on that. That would be pretty hot too. You consider flirting with someone online or through text cheating? Yeah, I do. It's 'cause to me it's emotional cheating. It really is. Like subtle flirting, kind of, complimenting someone, it can maybe be a bit of a gray area, but like actual, like, intentional flirting, yeah, I consider it cheating. Some, maybe, yeah, I'll just leave it there. Yeah. During sexy times, rate these from most arousing to least arousing on a lady or yourself, if you're a lady, which I am. French maid outfit, men's dress shirt, Catholic school girl uniform, naughty nurse uniform, black lace bra, and panties. So I'm into women as well, so I'm gonna just do this from that perspective. Black lace bra and panties probably be number one for sure. Just, whew, yeah. Number two would be men's dress shirt, which is weird because, where would that come from? But hot. Yeah, that would be pretty hot too. After that, these other ones don't really do it for me. The whole uniform thing is not. So I guess maybe Catholic school uniform would be third, French maid, and then nurse. But those bottom three, like, they just don't really do it for me. It's more about lingerie than costumes. If you were to develop a crush on someone you met on GWA, would you tell them? Yeah, I would. There have been people I've talked to and not quite developed a crush, but I could see it going that way. After talking to some people for a little bit, I'm like, oh, okay, this could be a problem. I think if it actually got to the point where it was like an actual crush, yeah, I probably would tell them. For the rest of your life, you can only eat either untoasted white bread, crunchy peanut butter sandwiches with the crust still on, or cold watery tomato soup with a random stalk of celery somewhere in there. Oh, gross. Maybe I should have read these questions before I started recording. Definitely the untoasted white bread, crunchy peanut butter sandwiches. For sure. Cold watery tomato soup with celery just sounds like the worst thing ever. Nope. Yeah. Definitely the peanut butter sandwich. You must experience the storm before you can see the rainbow. Why or why not is this quote bullshit? Actually, I think there's something to this. I think that perspective really is what it comes down to. when you go through something difficult, you can look back at it and take some value out of it. You know, I've had a lot of real bad shit happen in my life, like some real bad shit. And I don't, now that I'm through it, I don't regret it, or, you know, wish it didn't happen, because I can see the perspective of it bringing me to who I am now and where I am now. But I couldn't at the time. So I think that, I think going through bad experiences helps you appreciate the good experiences. I don't know if it's necessary for you to go through them. So maybe that's kind of a little bit of, you must experience is maybe a bit extreme for me, but overall, yeah, all right. I think it's fair. What was your first cell phone? Could you have that now and be content? No. my first cell phone, I got, it was kind of late, like, I didn't get a cell phone for a while, and I got a Razor. I got a hot pink Razor, and it was pretty rad. It was real impressive myself. It was pretty cool. There's just no way that would have worked. The Razor was terrible, and no, I use my phone all the time for everything. I could definitely not use it now and be content. Nope. Does a sexual or romantic partner's height matter to you? I want to say no, but I'm discovering that it does. Having someone be taller than me is not only a huge turn on, but it just makes things more convenient. Like, it makes it easier for me to have, like, the kind of sex that I want to have. It makes it easier for someone to, like, you know, kind of shove me around and stuff if they're bigger than me, which usually is, you know, related to their height. So it's not that it's a deal breaker, but I would say it matters in at least a little bit. I think taller men are more attractive, because I'm pretty tall. I'm about 5'8". So having a taller guy is helpful. Is there such a thing as being too young to know what love is? Is there such a thing as falling in and out of love with a person? Yeah, to both of these. Well, the first one, being too young, I think that, you know, there are different types of love. So I don't think that you're too young to know what passion is and to feel that really intense, like, I need this in my life and I need to be with that person all the time. That kind of love, yeah. The other kind of love grows, like a commitment and deep, passionate love, or not passionate, but deep, like, committed love takes time. And it's, I think you can learn what that is when you're young, but a lot of people don't. We just don't get there until we're older and really understand it. And again, there's other kinds of love, like love for your family and love for friends and stuff like that, and you can definitely understand that when you're young. And falling in and out of love with a person, yeah, I mean, you go through these different cycles of love, and some people don't, you know, last through once the passion's gone, and you can fall out of love. I think love is at least in part a decision. You have to decide when a lot of the intense lustful things fade away. You have to decide to be in it. You have to make the choice to keep choosing that person. And that, you know, is not entirely choice. There's probably something else in there, but yeah, I think you can fall in and out of love for sure. Would you be able to make a turkey, like a Thanksgiving turkey, all on your own? Oh yeah. I do it all the time. I make Thanksgiving for the last, like, 7 years, I think I've been doing it, so not a problem. I like to cook. Do you like the taste of alcohol? If you're not old enough to drink, oh, I want it. Yeah, I am old enough to drink. Yeah, I like the taste of alcohol. I don't really like fermentation that much, though. Like, I don't like wine very much. Occasionally I do. And some beer is maybe okay, but I like the taste of hard alcohol. Now, it took me a while. I don't think I did for a few years, but I do now. Would you integrate a caregiver, little dynamic, or master pet dynamic into your romantic relationship, or would you consider that strictly for the bedroom? Why or why not? If you're not into either of these, what is the last song you listened to? Yeah, I've actually done kind of the a little bit of the master pet dynamic before in my relationship. I will never do it again. Just not for me. Did not work. Really bad life choices for me. And I'm going to answer the other one, too, because the last song I listened to was Video Games by Lana Del Rey, and that song is the shit. So, I want all y'all to listen to it if you haven't. It's a little girly, but I don't care. It's the best. Do you have a signature fragrance? If so, what is it? I am starting to, kind of, I've been wearing Marc Jacobs, I think I'm wearing Daisy right now. I've worn Honey before too. Marc Jacobs is pretty good. I don't know if it's necessarily signature, but that's what I've been doing lately, and I pretty much enjoy it. Can you have a hands-free orgasm? I have no idea. Like, I can't imagine what that would be like. By hands-free, you mean like a vibrator inside me that I'm not touching? Then sure, yeah, but like a touch-free, like nothing touching me? Hell no. No way. It's really hard for me to orgasm most of the time. So, just, no. do you think you'll be living in the same place in the next 5 years? Nope. I move, a fair amount. I usually move every year or two, and it was sometimes in the same city, but it's just given my work life and such, I move a fair amount, so I doubt it. I might be kind of in the same area, I guess, as possible, but I definitely won't be living in the same place that I'm living now, like actual building. I can't imagine that. Would you ever try, or have you ever tried having a man versus wild type adventure? Why or why not? I like the idea of it. I really do. But I honestly, if I'm being real critical of myself, I don't think that would happen. I'm not brave enough to do that. I want to be, and maybe someday I'll be a bit more adventurous. But I'm honestly not that brave. I am a little spoiled by the comforts of life, and it's nice to get away from them at times, but I don't think I'd make it. Yeah, I don't think it's going to work out. Could you go vegan? If you are a vegan, how did you start, and was it difficult? I've gone vegan a few times. I usually come back. It was hard in some respects, mostly just the cheese and dairy, though. Like, meat is not that hard for me to give up. I enjoy it, and, I have it in moderation, but really, it's the dairy, which is the worst part. Like, that's the stuff I shouldn't be giving up anyway. But cheese is the best thing ever. I love vegetables. It took me a really long time to really think about life like that, but, going vegetarian and then going vegan, even just temporarily, really made me reframe how I think about food. Most of my meals are planned around vegetables, and then occasionally I have meat involved. So I think it was a good thing for me. It was difficult initially, but I think it was worth doing because it changed my perspective on balancing my diet appropriately. If you could only have sex where only one of the two of you comes, would you want it to be you? Yes, the rest of your life this way? Okay, so I'm assuming, since this says only have sex where, I'm assuming that I could still masturbate. Like, I'm just gonna go with that assumption. If that's the case, then no, actually, because I usually don't. I very rarely do with a partner. It's amazing. It's amazing when it happens, but I'm kind of used to not, so as long as I can masturbate and have an orgasm at some point, then I don't care. I don't think I could live with my partner not orgasming. Like, that is something that's kind of important to me. That sounds weird. This is weird. This is a weird question, but I think I would actually say no. I would rather have my partner. Huh. That's weird. What other subreddits do you frequent? jacking. I go there a fair amount. If I'm feeling randy. I don't know if I really frequent anything else much right now. Lady Boner's Gone Wild sometimes. Gone Wild Curvy sometimes. But I'm not really frequenting much. Would you rather be without your tongue or your teeth? Shit. I guess my tongue. Yeah. Because then, you know, like, without your tongue, you can't even talk. So, not that you can't communicate, but you can't taste things. Yeah, yeah, my tongue is more important. Tasting things and talking, those are pretty fundamental. I could grind up my food. I'd be alright with that. That'd be okay. Last question. The only pornographic material you're able to access on the internet, yes, for the literal rest of your life, is either your own audios of just you, or leggy, pixelated porn with no sound. All video you watch will be this way. Well, fuck. I don't think there'd be anything in my own audios that I would find appealing. So I would have to go with the pixelated porn with no sound. Because otherwise it's just like my own audios and I'm not getting anything out of that anyway. So I guess I might as well get a little bit. Ugh, that would be shitty. I am glad that hopefully never have to live that way. So yeah, cool questions. Yeah.